Tonight's episode of Pro Wrestling Powerhouse Radio is brought to you by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio information and entertainment. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Sign up today for a free audiobook and a free, absolutely positively free, 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/PWP Radio. Remember to include that /PWP Radio so they know we sent you. Once again, audibletrial.com/PWP Radio. Everybody who signs up helps support the show. Thank you very much and enjoy Pro Wrestling Powerhouse Radio.
TLD.
Yeah.
Four-time tag team champion. I'm curvy. I'm cute. I'm a champion.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Pro Wrestling Powerhouse Radio here at blogtalkradio.com. That's right, PWP Radio is back on the air every Tuesday night. And the first thing I want to say is I want to thank all the fans for on Sunday night, the Royal Rumble, we had our pay-per-view post-show. It was the biggest pay-per-view post-show we've ever done. So a great start for 2014. But we do those all the time. We do it every pay-per-view. So at 11 p.m., you can catch us. And if you missed our show, well, guess what? You can get it right here at blogtalkradio.com, or you can go to iTunes. You can download it on your iPhone. Get the podcast app. It's completely free. Look up PWP, and you will have every episode, including our interviews with Diamond Dallas Page and the recent Hall of Fame inductee, Jake the Snake Roberts. I am TLD. No, this is not Jay. He is off for this evening. It's me. It's TLD. And, of course, we cannot include PWP Radio without our natural heel of PWP. Let's just bring in his current theme music. It is the heel repulsor.
The truth shall set you free.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Toby,
yo,
what's up?
I'm enjoying the sleet. It's like sleeting, snowing, which is pretty rare down here in Georgia. So that's what I'm up to. Hope everybody's having a good
Monday. That's actually quite funny because we have absolutely no snow here in Jersey right now. So are you guys going to call out of school for the next day because you got 1 inch of snow?
I'm out of school. Yeah, I believe school was canceled today. So, oh, now it's snowing. Oh, wow, I'm sorry. I'm, like, marking out during the show. Sorry, it, like, never snows down here. Sorry, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, mark the date. It is January 28th. We just had a mark out moment from Toph. This is a... We know it's going to be a good episode tonight. So, we already talked about the Royal Rumble. Obviously, we already know what happened. Me and you had a great discussion with a lot of people on Sunday night. So, again, check out our episode. In fact, the live episode, we had some little stuff afterwards. So, only exclusive stuff you can get at Blog Talk Radio and on iTunes. You can actually hear some of the other comments that we had afterwards, our live show. Right, Toby?
That is correct. That is correct.
You don't mind if I call you Toph, do you, or Tophster?
Oh, no, everybody calls me Toph.
Okay. So, what is your Twitter handle? Because you just said beforehand you love your Twitter.
Oh, wow. I believe this is the first time I've ever actually done this. My Twitter handle would be, which name is it again? Wasn't it Toph Knows Best? Wasn't that the name we decided? Yes, it was.
Dude, I don't know your damn Twitter account, man. Just plug the damn thing. I don't know.
It has two names. I'm confused. Is it Toph of PWP or is it Toph Knows Best? Is it, like, when I go on my Twitter, my name that shows up, is that what you search for? You're better at this than I am.
It's Toph Knows Best. That's what it is, son.
Yes, with capital letters T, regular. But Toph Knows Best, the T, the K, and the B is uppercase. It was Jay's idea. I'll have a better explanation next week, guys. Sorry.
All right. Well, you know what? The countdown is continuing. 319 days, Toph, right? 319 days.
To what?
to my wedding, man.
Oh,
come on.
Yes.
You know, we talked about this countdown. Every time I host a show, I will have a countdown until my wedding date.
I was getting ready to say, what, the WrestleMania get moved? Yeah, yeah, that's great. Do you have any gimmicks planned?
Oh, my goodness. You have no idea how many gimmicks I have planned. Let's just say this. Zack Ryder doesn't have his own championship belt anymore. Let's just say that.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah. So, let's get down to business. We're going to talk about Monday Night Raw. Last night, live on Raw, we had the opening segment, which was Daniel Bryan. Of course they had to start that off because, my goodness, the backlash on probably Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, Yahoo, AIM Messenger, everywhere just went out of control the way that the Royal Rumble went. They started out good, but they ended badly, put a lot of sour taste in a lot of people's mouths. But they're trying to get around that, and it looks like Daniel Bryan got the attention that he needed for Raw. So before we get into that, Toph, I got someone on the line, 347. I think this is JCD, but I'm not too sure. 347, you're on the air.
You think, therefore, you are correct.
I knew it. I am so good at phone numbers and numbers in general. How you doing, JCD?
I'm all right. A little under the weather. Oh, losing my voice, but you?
Oh, no, I'm doing great, man. Just, just got back from the gym, you know, starting my workout. But, you know, we didn't hear from you Sunday night. So since you're on the phone, we want to hear your overall thoughts of the Rumble, more so the overall thoughts of what you thought about the Royal Rumble before we get into tonight's conversation of Raw and the Hall of Fame.
You didn't watch my video?
I did see a video. Did not watch it, though.
Yeah, you posted a video. I saw it earlier this morning. You made a good point.
Well, I think it was fine. I have no problem with it. I'm not going to commit suicide. I'm not going to put a brick through my TV. I thought it was fine. I don't think they did anything wrong. I really don't.
Okay. Thank you. All right, so let's move forward. So he liked everything. You know what? It was really predictable anyway. What else did you expect? And I told people, like, he was not advertised to be in the Royal Rumble match. And clearly, the night after, they had to explain it. And let's talk right away about the first segment. Daniel Bryan comes out to the authority and pretty much says that he begged for a shot in the Royal Rumble. They said no. They brought up his concussion and on why they did not do it. So I have to say, WWE, with their story, it makes sense. I mean, Toph, do you think the way that whole segment went down made sense to you as far as, you know, how they explained why Daniel Bryan was on the Rumble?
Yeah, it made sense. I think the whole Bryan thing was mostly just fans hoping, being optimistic, hoping he'd be in the Rumble, but it makes perfect sense. I mean, you know, during the build-up to the Rumble, you know, they didn't even mention Daniel Bryan. The only time Daniel Bryan even said Rumble was his match with Bray Wyatt, was his reference to his match. They didn't, you know, Bryan's one of the hottest things in the company. They're not just going to randomly put a guy like him in the Rumble. They would have made an announcement of some kind. I just think it was fans just being hopeful, hoping that Bryan would have been added in, but, you know, that's not the case. As soon as Batista came back, I thought it was pretty obvious he was going to win that. So, you know.
Yeah, I do know. JCD, what were your thoughts on the opening segment? Did you enjoy the conversation had with Daniel Bryan and how the authority kind of explained their side of it?
Yeah, and I thought Triple H's little mocking of everybody saying, oh, did someone not get what they want? I thought that was great. But, yeah, they like Toph said, and I said it in my video, they never advertised him for the Rumble. He even did an interview, I think Tuesday or Wednesday, saying he wasn't going to be in it. So, but I like where it went. I like the opening segment. I like the fact that, you know, then they used that to bring the Shield out and then Sheamus and you know, and Cena. I thought it was a great opening segment.
I was very happy the way they explained the whole story. And WWE does have a good job of, you know, they had to kind of react to that. You knew they kind of had to react to, because people, I mean, the Rumble itself just wasn't a bad Rumble. I just don't think it was, like, noteworthy. I think that besides Roman Reigns and Batista, there was nothing really memorable. I would say Kevin Nash coming out was definitely a marked out kind of moment for Kevin Nash to show up there. You know, so otherwise, I think it was overall, I think it was okay. But before we keep going on, we have another call on the line, the 256 area code. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Clayton. I am calling from Alabama.
Clayton, how you doing,
Hello?
Sir? Welcome. Is this your first time on the show?
This is my first time calling y'all. After various comments, this is my first time calling, yes.
All right. Well, welcome to the show. Now, please, let's go around circle one more time. Royal Rumble happens. Daniel Bryan loses the match. He now comes out Raw the next night. Explanation made of why he wasn't in the Rumble. Do you think fans are satisfied now with the way that we come full circle that Daniel Bryan will be in the Chamber? Or are you still not happy on how the Rumble ended?
Oh, well, I wasn't happy on how the Rumble ended. I thought it was funny. I thought it was funny how the guy that people wanted in there wasn't in there. And then the second option, CM Punk, he gets eliminated in a little BS way. And then, like, out of desperation, they start cheering for Roman Reigns. And then, boom, he gets eliminated too. But as far as them continuing Daniel Bryan being in segments with Triple H and Stephanie, some of the heat should die down a little bit, though.
Yeah, I did see the I think the heat is definitely down after that whole situation. I think people are just feeling a little bit better going on. But let's go on to something else that happened. Brock Lesnar demanded he wants a title shot
at
the next person. Trying to figure out what exactly is going to happen with that. So, where do you think Brock Lesnar's going? Is he going to get a title match somehow, or are they going to put him in the Chamber? You think?
Well, as Jay has alluded to several times in previous episodes, Elimination Chamber is taking place in Lesnar's hometown. And, you know, Heyman's basically been selling the whole reason Lesnar's there is to become the WWE World Heavyweight Champion. So it definitely seems like, you know, any match he has from this point forward would be anything involving titles. It's possible he could fight Batista, but it just seems like a waste to have, because that would be like a first-time encounter in a WWE ring to just kind of race it on an Elimination Chamber. That seems like something you should have like on a bigger field, like, you know, SummerSlam or WrestleMania, for instance. We'll just have to see what they're going to do with Lesnar. Right now, my gut's telling me that he's not going to be in the Chamber, and he might have some separate singles match. But if he was in the Chamber, that'd be pretty cool.
I would love to see Brock Lesnar in a Chamber. I don't think we've seen him in a Chamber match. JCD, talk to me. What do you think?
They took
out the Rose Brothers last night. He looked pretty dominant with that with those chair shots.
I think he's winning the Chamber.
Ooh, you think that he's going to be champion going into Mania?
I think it's going to be him and Batista going into Mania, because they're going to turn Batista heel, and he is the perfect guy for Batista to beat and then can turn heel without having to go through, like, the 75 rematches in the spring.
Well, that remains to be seen. Blayton, your thoughts on Brock Lesnar. Is he going to win the – is he going to be in the Chamber? Is he going to be a champion by any chance? I mean, we saw all night they've been building up him to be in a title picture. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I'm not entirely sure. I think there's a good chance he's in the Chamber. There's still two spots left, and I'd like to see him doing a little crazy shit, like screaming and bouncing off of this and that and the other stuff. So that'd be cool. I think he is the champion going into WrestleMania. I don't think Orton's going to get another chance to main event WrestleMania after what happened at 25. So I don't know, but I don't know. I'm interested to see where it goes with him.
Yeah, well, right now, you know, a lot of people think that The Undertaker is the next step for Brock Lesnar, but they are bringing up this championship opportunity. We have a local call here in Jersey, 732. You're on the air. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Hey, TLD, it's Seth.
Ah, Seth, how you doing, sir?
Good, how are you?
Dude, I am just fine. You know, we're both on wedding, we're both going down the wedding path. So, you know, I mean, you got a lot in common, you know? I got 319
Absolutely.
Days left.
We have matching videos to prove it.
Ah, you know what? We should probably have a competition to find out which video will make someone cry even more than the other.
Good idea.
So, although yours was pretty good, I have to say. So, Seth.
Thank you. I like
talk
yours
about Brock
too.
Lesnar.
you know. But
yeah, sure.
What do you think the deal with him is going? Where do you think we're going with this?
Well, it seems like it's leading towards the Undertaker match. I actually read somewhere today, and obviously dirt sheet, so you never know if this is true or not, but there's a rumor that the other two chamber spots will belong to Alberto Del Rio and Batista, which would suggest that Batista is cashing in his title match at Chamber, which would be really dumb. But I think a lot of fans wouldn't actually mind that because it would make the WrestleMania world title match a little more open, and who knows what would happen then. But I think it sounds like Lesnar is going to face Undertaker at Mania.
Yep, that's always the rumored match. But when we end the night, we're going to talk about some breaking news that we don't know 100% on, but we're still gonna talk about it. But let's go down to the ending of Raw. So, ending of Raw, we got three men in the chamber now. We got Sheamus, John Cena, Daniel Bryan, and of course Randy Orton. We did see a little stare down with Batista earlier in the night with Randy Orton. There's no way they could take Batista out of the main event now. He has to be in the title picture. I honestly thought that Randy Orton and Batista could be fine without a title. But where do you see the chamber going? Who do you think – first of all, let's talk about the six-man tag match. Cause I thought that was a great, great match between those six guys. And tell me what you think the other two people are going to be in the chamber.
Yeah, it was a great six-man tag, as always. And that's going to finally lead to the Shield versus Wyatt family feud that, you know, many fans in the IWC have been praising for. So that's all well and good. As far as Batista doesn't have to be in the main event. I mean, there has been some improvising before in the past. I mean, Stone Cold won the Royal Rumble in 97, and he didn't main event. Rey Mysterio won the Royal Rumble in 2006, and he went through a little bit of stuff. I mean, he did ultimately go on to win the title, but they improvised a little bit. So there have been improvisations before in the past. So I just hope that the main event isn't Batista versus Orton. That's just a very uninteresting, boring main event. That's just so 2008. Nobody wants to see that in 2014. So hopefully, the one thing I am certain of is Orton's not walking out that chamber with the title. We'll have a new champion walking into Mania. It's really just a problem of predicting who. Like, is Lesnar going to go in the chamber? Will he win? Will Batista do the dumb babyface act and cash in his title shot at Chamber? We just got to predict that, but I'm very confident that Randy Orton is not walking out that Chamber as champion.
JCD, what are your thoughts on the Chamber? I mean, do you think that, first of all, the six-man tag match, and what do you think the ending of Raw, how do you think that went over? And are you happy that Sheamus is back? Because Sheamus has been gone for a while. I think fans actually kind of like Sheamus being back.
Yeah, I thought the main event was really good. As always, those six-man matches tend to do very well. The right three guys went in to the chamber, obviously. I have no problem with that. As far as the last two guys go, I think one's going to be Lesnar. I don't think it's going to be Batista. I mean, there's no point for it. I think the other guy... I don't think it's going to matter who the other guy is, but, you know, because I think it's going to be Batista Del Rio. I think it's going to be Punk Kane, and you're going to get the six-man, the Shield, against the Wyatts. So, you know, I don't know who else you would put in, but, you know, it's not going to matter. I'm sticking with my thing that I think this is Lesnar's match to win.
Hello?
Hello? I'm here.
Okay, so
I'm here.
But no,
I don't know where Will went, but I'll say who I think the other two will be. I'm going to agree with JCD and say that I think Brock Lesnar will be one of them. And I'm going to say that the last one is going to be Christian. What do you think? What do you guys think about that?
The fan in me would like to hear that, but the common sense in me does not want that to happen because I was thinking about it yesterday. A lot of guys like Mark Henry, Rey Mysterio, Christian, you know, some of the more older established talents, one of the reasons why they get injured so much is they're always put in these crazy gimmick matches, which really doesn't help, you know, their bodies that much. If I don't know if I'm making
nope.
sense or not. I mean, if I was over 40 years old, I wouldn't want to be in that kind of match. But, you know, at the same time, you know, a slot's a slot. So, yeah.
Nope. That's what I say about the women.
Blaine, what do you think?
Right. As far as the two remaining chamber spots, no, it's not going to be Christian. They did bring up the idea of Brock Lesnar fighting Batista for a possible number one contendership, so I hope that happens. And I don't know. Like I said, as far as the last two slots in chamber, could be Brock, and I don't know, maybe Roman Reigns works his way in there again. They seem to be kind of pushing him. I mean, not kind of, they are pushing him. And he's been looking like a beast, so maybe they give him a nice showing. And like I said, who knows how it goes?
Yeah, you know, my prediction, I think Brock Lesnar and Batista seem like they're going to have a match. Just to have a match. I don't think it's going to be anything in particular. Maybe it stops. Maybe Batista's actually going to stop Lesnar. And plus, I think Batista needs, if they're going to keep him a face, they have to give him like a, you know, Lesnar's a very big heel in the company. Not, he doesn't get cheered a lot at all. And I think that Batista and him could have a match. They never had a match, I don't think. Right, Tov, am I correct?
They had some work in OVW back in the early days. But, no, they've never had a program in a WWE ring, not on Raw, not on SmackDown. I don't believe they had any encounters because back in their heyday, they were separated. Raw, Batista was on Raw, and Lesnar was on SmackDown. So this would be their first encounter, I believe.
The only time they ever came face-to-face with each other was the 2003 Rumble.
Right, yeah,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, really, doesn't really mean, you know, too much on that. So I look at it as the pay-per-view of Elimination Chamber could be sold. And remember, the WWE Network is coming out the very next night of it. So think about Lesnar and Batista as a match. You have the Chamber, and then you have the Wyatt family versus the Shield, because they got to do that because they're teasing the breakup of the Shield, and you got to believe that that's going to be the last time that those guys are going to be in a match together. So I definitely think that Alberto Del Rio should be in there just to have a guy in there. As far as the other guy goes, who knows who they're going to put in that one. But we are halfway through the show. I think Raw was pretty good. I mean, Tom, did you like Raw? I mean, overall, everything that happened on Raw, were you pretty satisfied with it?
Yeah, it was a good Raw. And that was a decent 8 Divas tag match at the end. You know, Divas really don't have much time to get on TV. So you could tell that they probably got together beforehand and worked out the spots. That was a decent Divas tag match last night. So, yeah, it was a good Raw.
Oh, my God, my ears deceived me. Tope just said Raw was good. I just heard, wow. Can you retweet, can you tweet that out at your Twitter handle, which is what, again, if you remember it?
Yeah, Tope knows best, and I'll tweet it out. It was a good Raw.
There you go. JCD, your thoughts on Raw? Did you like it overall?
Yeah, yeah. I had no problem with it.
Right to the point, JCD. Blaine, what were your thoughts? Did you overall enjoy every match on Raw? Did any matches you didn't like on Raw? Or anything else I didn't bring up that you thought was very important?
Raw, I mean, I love the opening segment with, you know, Triple H and Stephanie and Daniel, and I like the Orton-Batista Lesnar segment. And the last match was really good. The Swagger versus the Illegal Immigrants match was okay. Other than that, everything was just kind of eh. The crowd was kind of and everything just felt kind of, I wasn't crazy about Ziggler and Miz fighting for Cleveland or fighting against Cleveland, whatever it was. So, but, well, you know, it was all right. There was some.
All right. Seth, your thoughts on Raw?
I thought it was a pretty good Raw. I mean, I have to agree with whoever said this. I thought the beginning was very good and the ending was very good. In the middle, you had the typical Raw filler, like Alberto Del Rio versus Kofi Kingston again, and some, you know, typical things that we see each week that we don't need to be seeing every week. But the beginning and the end were good. Loved that six-man tag match and that it had that whole idea of the winners get to be in the chamber. So there's actually a reason for the six-man tag match. So I thought that was good.
Yeah, they did build that match the entire night from the very beginning. Very smart for WWE to do that so they can keep everybody into the groove of the match. But one of the biggest moments of Raw that a lot of people are taking away from it, including a lot of wrestlers on Twitter, was that Jake the Snake Roberts is going into the WWE Hall of Fame, one of the biggest wrestlers of all time, creating one of the best moves of all time, the DDT. We had him on our radio show of last year, which was a tremendous show to have, and some of the things he was talking about. He kind of hinted on some of that, but couldn't go into too much detail that he was trying to do, trying to work out something with WWE. He ended up going on Old School Raw. We saw him back, and now he is in the WWE Hall of Fame. Big, big deal. We have Ultimate Warrior and Jake the Snake Roberts. Talk about two guys in the Hall of Fame this year that's going to be really makes it one of the strongest Hall of Fames of all time. Toph, Jake Roberts going to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, great, great. Now we just got to get Rick Rude and Randy Savage in, then we'll call it a day. But that'll be for another Hall of Fame at another time.
I know you're venting, but we're just talking about Jake Roberts right now. What are your thoughts on Jake Roberts going in? I know you want other people going in. I already know that we want
great.
Randy
Savage
and all those guys in. But what about Jake Roberts? This is a big deal for a lot of people, especially where he's been in the last few years of his life. And now going to the WWE Hall of Fame, big deal.
I like Jake. We talked about him a lot when he was on the show. He was a great heel. He was a great babyface. You know, a lot of fans don't know. You know, I see a lot of similarities with him and Daniel Bryan. You know, Daniel Bryan, he's over. But, you know, he's not getting the ball, if you will. You know, back in Jake's time, there were times where he would consistently out-pop guys like Hulk Hogan, where he would hit the DDT on Hulk Hogan, and the fans were not going in the direction the WWF wanted at the time. So Jake the Snake Roberts, he's another one of those guys that could have had a legit title run, but it didn't happen because of the powers that be. You know, he's basically a master at cutting promos, and, you know, he's just great. He's in great shape. It's finally nice to see him, you know, get what he deserves. I'm sure DDP will induct him, and congrats to him. He deserves it.
Yeah, JCD, your thoughts of Jake Roberts going to the Hall of Fame?
Love it. Long overdue, and, you know, Toph nailed it all right on the head. And you know what? I didn't think of the DDP in doing the induction. That's a cool touch. I never thought of that. That's a good call, Toph.
Yeah, good call, Toph. Okay,
so
you're
going to
say something?
No, nothing really to add. Well deserved. I just hope he whips the snake out in front of everybody.
Which one? We have, like, the yellow snake, and then we have the dark python snake.
That's it. Like I said, I hope, if he has both, that's even better. Double penetration.
Seth, your thoughts of Jake Roberts going to the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, I think it's great. I think the timing is obviously very good. He was just there on Old School Raw, and I did post an article on ProWrestlingPowerhouse.com saying that I think Diamond Dallas Page is the only option to induct him. I can't come up with anyone else that would be a logical choice to induct him.
Well, Jake Roberts, you know, being on our show, he talked a lot about a lot of different things, which was, you know, very personal stuff, and I think that him going into the Hall of Fame is long overdue, but he is one of the greatest guys that ever hit the ring. Promos, you know, we used to do the promos here on the show, and it was just a really good, it was great to see that he was going in. But before we continue with the show, I think our owner, Jay Little, has a message for everyone out there.
Tonight's episode of Pro Wrestling Powerhouse Radio is brought to you by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio information and entertainment. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Sign up today for a free audiobook and a free, absolutely positively free 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/PWP Radio. Remember to include that / PWP Radio so they know we sent you. Once again, audibletrial.com/PWP radio. Everybody who signs up helps support the show. Thank you very much and enjoy Pro Wrestling Powerhouse Radio.
Thanks, Jay. That was so nice of you to chime in. Yes, check out our website here at ProWrestlingPowerhouse.com. Get a free audiobook today by joining up at audible.com. But also we have our brand new PWP t-shirt on sale for PWP Radio. Not only do we have the PWP Radio shirt, we have other great shirts that you can download at ProWrestlingTees.com or go to ProWrestlingPowerhouse.com. You can see all the different ways you can support our show through Amazon, through our t-shirt website. Purchase a tee, damn it, at ProWrestlingTees.com/PWP. It would really help that you enjoy the show. And follow our show at PWPPowerhouse.com and use the hashtag PWPRadio. Big year. Keep going on for us. Every Tuesday night, we have a show at 9 p.m. Check us out. We will always have at least an hour, 2 hours of content. And you never know who will appear on our show. We've had some amazing interviews for 2013, one of our biggest years, considering we've only been around 2 years. But, you know, it's one of our biggest years. We did a huge show, and we're going to Pro Wrestling Syndicate in a couple of weeks, and we'll get some more interviews. So check out our YouTube channel. That will be great. Now, Toph, you told me some news today about – you gave me some breaking news before we started the show about somebody that went to WWE Developmental today.
Oh, you mean about you-know-who?
Yeah, about that guy you're talking about.
Yeah, the dream match that everybody wants to see and all that stuff.
Yeah, so let's break it down for you. There's been this talk. Now, we're not confirming anything, so don't be, like, going out there telling everyone that we said this. But there was a rumor that Sting did go down to WWE's headquarters or down to Florida at their performance center, and possibly he could be involved at WrestleMania. Probably not going to wrestle. You know, I don't know if they're going to put all the eggs in the basket yet, but there's probably going to be a conversation. So,
yes.
What do you think that's going to happen? Do you think Sting is actually going to wrestle, or do you feel like he's going to be more of an appearance kind of guy?
Well, two things. I'll tell the full story. I'm going to protect his name because I don't want to put his name on blast like that. To the listeners out there, all you need to know is I have a friend. I've known him for a very long time, since my childhood. He lives in the Florida area, and this has been his dream for a long time to be a wrestler. He's currently pursuing an NXT developmental contract right now. Not going to say his name. All you need to know is I've known him for a long time, and I'm friends with him. And he sent me an email this morning, and he basically told me straight up that he saw Steve Borden there. When I got this email, it was around like 10:35 a.m. in the morning. And I replied, and I was like, are you fucking with me? And he was like, dead serious, dude. So he saw him there in person, and I asked him what kind of clothes was he wearing, and he just told me that he was wearing professional clothes like a suit. And that's all he said. And I have not been replied back. This was an email that I got around when I got it, it was around noon. But he told me that when he saw this occur, it was around 10:35 a.m. earlier today. So to answer your question, no, Sting should not wrestle. If anything, he should make an appearance, maybe after Mania or maybe after Taker wins his match. But if it was me personally, as I posted earlier today, I would have him appear the night after Mania, just like Brock Lesnar did. Because it's clear, you know, if these past few years have proven anything, it seems that for whatever reason, these post-Mania Raws are just really awesome. These post-Mania Raws itself is becoming a part of Mania Weekend. Those hardcore fans stay, the fans are hot, and it just has this, you know, energy. So if it was me, I would have Sting debut the night after Mania. That's just me. But this is only assuming that he signed, you know, so that's just all I got to say about that.
All right, JCD, your thoughts on do you think Sting, if he does sign with the WWE, obviously being involved in the WWE Network will be a prime focus for him, but what do you think, you know, how does this look for TNA? I mean, TNA let Sting go, probably not going to renew the contract. Do you think that WWE, you know, if the rumors are true, and I actually, it's funny you mention that, Joe, because I have somebody I know here from Jersey who's going down to the WWE headquarters down there in Florida, the Performance Center, to talk about contract negotiations. So I would not. I'm going to probably have a little sneak person on to see what that person sees and if maybe it's true. But JCD, your thoughts? Staying possibly down at Performance Center. Do you think something's going to happen?
Yeah, yeah. This is it. This is the time. This is it. It's for everyone involved. It's very simple. It comes down to money. There's just so much money on the table for everyone involved to make. This is the time. TNA does not need them anymore. They're going in a different direction. They don't need them. This is it. And Toph had a great idea on how to debut him and bring him in. If you haven't seen it, go check it out. I'm on board with that 1,000%.
1,000% is pretty hot.
It is. And I'm losing my voice, so I'm actually going to drop off.
JCD, thank you for joining in. As you always do, we appreciate your support here for PWP Radio, man. Thank you very much. Now get the hell off my show. All right, here we go. Blayton, you're up, sir. What do you think?
Yo.
You think he's going to be down in the Hall of Fame?
If he signed, and that's the big word I stress, if, of course, he's getting to the Hall of Fame. They've had a hard ball for him for years now. If he comes in, it's Hope's idea about debuting in the night after WrestleMania. That's cool with me. I dig that. So if he comes in, I think he works 1-2 matches, that's it, and has a Hall of Fame thing. He doesn't have to worry about how he's going to be used anymore and all that shit. But like I said, you know, if.
Yeah, that's a big if. I mean, I remember when at WrestleMania 19, when Goldberg was announced at the show, it made people want to tune into Raw because Goldberg came out. That was a big deal when Goldberg was announced. I mean, they could possibly do the same kind of thing if Sting does indeed sign.
Right, right.
Sether, what do you think, sir? Do you think that we're going to see Sting in the WWE at least this year? Or do you think he's going to be in a match? Do you think he's just going to be involved in the network? What do you think?
Well, I think that obviously this is a long time coming, and there's no question he's going to be involved in non-wrestling things like the network, maybe DVDs and such. I think Toph might have mentioned this in his scenario, that they shouldn't rush to have him in a match. And I agree with that, if that is what Toph wrote. That, you know, he's obviously a huge deal, and when he does have a match in WWE, it is going to be a huge deal, so they should not rush it. So I'm not against it coming later on, even if he's an on-screen character without having a match for a while. You know, I think there are a lot of different possibilities, and like JCB said, a lot of money to be made with this.
Hey, would it be okay if I explain my idea to the listeners that haven't heard?
Yeah,
so, dude. Yeah, so, I've been thinking about it for a long time. I mean, who hasn't thought about it? Any fan of professional wrestling has always sat down and just wondered, you know, what could you do? What ifs and stuff. If I was a booker, if I was in charge, this is basically what I would do. Let's go into the assumption that the rumors are accurate. It seems the dirt sheets are pretty accurate this time. You know, we all read about, you know, John Cena and Bray Wyatt, you know, during the dying months of 2013, and, you know, there he is, so... Let's go by the dirt sheets, and let's assume that Taker's going to, you know, fight Brock Lesnar, right? So let's just say that Taker beats Lesnar at WrestleMania 30, and he shows up the very next night on Raw, and he's getting ready to cut a promo, and he's interrupted like he always is, which basically plants the seeds to whatever his next program is, right? So as he's getting ready to talk about his Lesnar match, say he's interrupted by Triple H, who then comes out with Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman. And then Triple H gets the microphone, and he basically says that even though Lesnar and himself have a heated rivalry in the past, that they have a common enemy, which is Taker. And then Triple H goes on to say that he's the COO of the company and he has a vision for the future of the WWE and that The Undertaker is not part of it. And so then he calls the Shield, and the Shield and Lesnar surround the ring and they're getting ready to attack Taker. The lights go out. And then the lights come back on. There's Sting in the ring with a baseball bat. Fans are going apeshit, going crazy. Sting gets his baseball bat. He hits the Shield. He hits Lesnar. Hits a few Scorpion Death Drops, a few Stinger Splashes. And, you know, the crowd will go hype. It doesn't matter that it doesn't look as good as it used to look in 1997. The fact that the visual of Sting and Taker beating up the Shield and Lesnar, the visual by itself should be cool. So let's not be picky about, oh, it doesn't look that good anymore, all right? So Sting takes them out, and Shock Triple H leaves. And so then Sting, He looks at Taker. Taker looks at Sting. And Sting basically does his mind game crap that he used to do in WCW. He threatens Taker with the bat, pushes him in the turnbuckle, drops the bat on the ground, turns his back, poses to the fans. Taker picks up the bat. Sting turns around. He smiles. Lights go out. Sting's gone. Taker's in the ring with the bat. Taker looks at the bat. Lights go out. Lights come back on. Taker's gone. Ring is empty. That plans to seize the WrestleMania 31 right there. In the meantime, while all that's going on, they can use Sting, you know, to market WCW, use him in the network. They can sell Sting DVDs. You know, the face paint. Kids love the face paint, man. Back in the day, those kids loved the face paint. They loved the T-shirts of Sting. He sold a lot of merch. I mean, yeah, the NWO sold a lot of stuff, but kids loved it, man. So Sting can do that stuff. He can be part of the network, be part of Legends House, you know, because we know who Sting is. But the fact of the matter is there's a lot of young fans out there that have no idea who Sting is. So they got to do stuff to market him so fans can get to know him. And eventually down the road, Sting can work a program with Triple H, probably at SummerSlam, because anyone that knows the Sting character knows that Sting is all about the anti-authority. That's what he's been doing his whole life. He fought Eric Bischoff. He fought the NWO. He fought Jeff Jarrett. He fought Dixie Carter. He fought Hulk Hogan. He's all about the anti-authority, and Triple H is the authority. So it puts itself together, and, you know, Sting fights Triple H, and you know, then after that, had to let him heal up some, and then we get Sting Taker at WrestleMania 31. I know it sucks because it means that we would have to wait another year, but if you ask me in the grand scheme, I would rather use Sting creatively for a year, have him get in shape, have him recover, and then have a great match with Taker, then force him to have a match with Taker now within 2 months that he may not be physically ready for. And that's what I do.
Yeah, Tope, ladies and gentlemen, Tope with his legendary WWE booking here on ProWrestlingPowerhouse.com. Honestly, dude, I could wait a year for that match because if you want to do it right, do it right. You know, they're already 30 is too close. And I think if they get him in a contract and they're able to promote Sting for a year, have the match next year, which already sells probably WrestleMania out just by seeing that match, because you're never going to see that match again. So it's one to definitely watch. Bleeding, your thoughts on that scenario? Do you think Sting, if he does sign, do you think next year is the better time for him than this year?
Well, obviously it's better. I usually hate fantasy booking myself, but that all sounded really good. Obviously after the Taker match, the Triple H match was cool too. But if they have him, I think they would just put him in right away. I would like to see him get in better shape and stop wrestling in the T-shirts and all that stuff, you know. But if they do have him, they're going to use him now. I mean, you always hear all this talk about how they're bringing back all these other past acts for this year's WrestleMania. It's 30. It's the, you know, XXX, and that's not porn, unfortunately. But, you know, I just think that if they have him, they'll use him now.
You know what? The Triple X WrestleMania might just bring back the Attitude Era. Triple X time. Seth,
I'd like,
what do you
think?
I mean, we have a lot of great scenarios. You know, it's been, you know, a lot of rumored sites going around with what happened today. You know, the WWE Network's coming out. Obviously, it's a big thrill, and we're going to talk about that, you know, as our last segment tonight. But what do you feel about that scenario? Do you think Sting, what is that going to do for WWE? WWE stock has been climbing ever since that network came out. Think of Sting, the only main probably roster guy in history who never joined the WWE, except for probably Vern Gagne, but that doesn't even really count. Sting is was at the height of wrestling when wrestling was big, and he was the only man to not join the WWE. Seth, do you think that will happen? Well, what do you think will prevent Sting from not joining?
What's that?
What do you think will prevent Sting? Well, why would Sting say no? I mean, why would somebody not want to do it?
Well, in the past, Sting has expressed, you know, he didn't feel that WWE would use his character the way that he wanted to. That WWE, when they had the whole invasion, they did crap all over the WCW characters and didn't really treat them well, for the most part. But today, you know, you see guys like Batista and Brock Lesnar and The Rock. They come back and WWE basically gives them whatever kind of deal they want for the most part. I mean, I feel like, you know, when Batista agreed to return, you know, he was probably promised the Rumble win and everything. And The Rock, when he came back, was probably promised the WWE title. So I think that Singh can basically get what he wants. He could probably have creative control over his character. At the same time, WWE also benefits by having being able to sell a lot more Sting merchandise and being able to use him on screen and being able to use him with the network. So I think it's a win-win situation.
It's a win-win for everybody. It's a win for the fans. It's a win for the WWE. I think it's a win for wrestling just in general. You know, I just don't know what would – I mean, I just don't understand it the first time, and I will never understand it this time if this is the height of where wrestling is going to be going to the WWE Network. And not to mention that the WWE Network will be the future. I mean, I'm a big stock kind of guy. I do read – I've been looking at the stocks every day since the WWE announced their big decision. And I've looked at the history of WWE. The last time they were higher than this was never. So that says a lot. You know, they were – the highest they've ever reached was back in April of 2011. And now they did a huge dive. And in the moment the network came out, the spike went up. So you have to look at this announcement as being one of the biggest things, not only in wrestling, but in media. You know, in the future of digital platform, the future of pay-per-view, because after this pay-per-view, we are no longer going to be paying $60. We're no longer going to be streaming. We're no longer going to be going to the hot spots that show these pay-per-views. We're going to be in our homes watching pay-per-view, watching WrestleMania 30 on the WWE Network. And I'm pretty sure, I know I'm asking a question that probably already has a yes answer, but Toph, are you getting the WWE Network?
At this moment right now, I'm not sold on it. We'll have to see.
So you are going to pay $60 for WrestleMania?
No, at WrestleMania, what I've always done is I've always done group parties. You know how, like, everybody puts in $10 and order pizza and stuff?
Of course.
Yeah, the thing about the network that appeals to me is I'm very intrigued by the pay-per-view collection, you know, being able to watch all the WCW, ECW stuff. But from what I was told, someone told me that they won't have the full collection on release. And so I don't want to buy something if it doesn't have what I'm looking for yet. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to wait a few months until they add, you know, the duration of the pay-per-views, if I'm making sense. So I will get it down the road. I'm just not going to get it, you know, on release day. I always wait a while. I never buy stuff when it comes out.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, you know, I think that a lot of fans are going to jump on it. I feel like, Blaine, are you going to get the WWE Network?
I'm with Epps on this one. I'm not, like I said, I want to hear some reaction from people I know, people I trust. Let's see if it really came as advertised. Like I said, I never get anything on the release date either. So who knows? Like I said, I do group parties too. I was actually even thinking about going to Mania this year, maybe, but you know, nonetheless, but yeah, I'm not right away.
Yeah, Seth, you're getting the WWE Network. I know me and you got a win to play, so we can't put too much money in down for this, but what do you think?
Good point, but at the same time, it's just such an unbelievable deal. I mean, I would pay $10 a month just for the pay-per-views. In the past, I've been going to bars in the city, you know, that have been showing them, but to be able to spend the same amount of money and sit in at home and watch it comfortably, there's no doubt about it. And yeah, there's no question I'm going to get it right away.
Well, my thing is, I'm just, like I said, I'm waiting till WrestleMania 30, see how the product shapes for, like, if I'm happy after WrestleMania 30, yeah, maybe I'll stick around. But I think I'm sensing it's time for one of my wrestling breaks soon enough, so who knows.
Will, are you planning on buying it?
Hello?
How's Will there?
Hello?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry, guys. I put myself on mute. I'm a terrible host. So, yes, I am buying the WWE Network only because, one, I'm a media and TV film guy, so I work for Apple, so I got to look at these platforms. I kind of like knowing about how these platforms work, and I think digital media is the future of the world. I think that cable within 10 years will be obsolete. I think that these apps are going to be built on these kind of platforms, and that's the way the world's going to go. I mean, now I get on my Apple TV, I get ABC. I don't even need Channel 7 anymore because I have it. It's all right here on the app. So that's why, you know, I'm going with the WWE Network. I truly feel it's going to be the future of the industry, and I have to look at it. I want to see the episodes. I want to see the scheduling. But, again, pay-per-views are $10 now a month. Plus, you get to watch every other pay-per-view. WWE's DVD sales are going to decline, obviously, from this network. There's no way they're going to be able to sustain that, you know, because people are going to want to do the network. They're expecting 2 to 3 million people within the first, I think, month or two when that happens. So, but WrestleMania being the top show, yeah, absolutely. People get together and watch pay-per-views all the time. You know, but I don't always get that luxury of doing that. I do it for only some big shows. WrestleMania will probably be a big show, but I'm probably going to order the network because I want to try it out. I want to see what their content's going to be and what their new programming is going to be, because there's going to be more programming coming out later on. And who knows what kind of programming they're going to do for the WWE Network. So I'm definitely going to be a buyer inside the network. So before we head the show out, your final thoughts on tonight's show and what you're looking forward to in the next couple of weeks. We have TNA coming up. We did have Genesis Part 2 where it showed Sting is gone and they're moving forward without him. I mean, what do you think of the Genesis show? Is pretty good.
Yeah, I always like to add some variety at the end of the show. Just three things to add and then I'll cut off for today. Number one, as I'm reading this, the SmackDown spoilers. I respect Jay's wishes because we don't talk about spoilers live on the air because there's a lot of fans out there that, you know, don't want to be spoiled. All I'll say is check out SmackDown this Friday. Very interesting. A lot of swerves on SmackDown. So I don't know if it's because it's WrestleMania season or if they're trying to make SmackDown important again. Either one, I'm good with it. A lot of cool stuff happening on SmackDown. Number two, Impact this Thursday. And they're going to be revealing this investor. It's also going to be in the UK. I love the UK shows and TNA. It's always great when TNA gets out the Impact Zone. The shows are better. Those UK fans are passionate. They don't care what company you come from. And the investor is going to be revealed. The Wolves are going to be there. I'm hearing rumors it's going to be MVP. I know MVP is denied it several times on Twitter. But, hey, remember when Jericho denied coming back to WWE and then he showed up, you know, with that whole It Begins stuff? So we'll see. So definitely check that out. And last but not least, Ring of Honor news, because we rarely ever talk about Ring of Honor. Jay Lethal just recently challenged AJ Styles to a match in Ring of Honor, and this will actually be their first match in a Ring of Honor ring. So, they're really playing up some AJ Styles storylines in Ring of Honor. So right now it looks like AJ might legit be gone from TNA. But that's really all I got to go. And as far as to your original question, Sting didn't really have anything more to contribute in TNA, and now they can finally move on and focus on this new crop of stars. So, yeah.
All right. Thanks, Toph. Blaine, your final thoughts? We do appreciate you coming on the show tonight. So any final thoughts on, if you are a TNA fan, if you thought the show was good or going forward, they're going to have a couple England shows. Any final thoughts on that?
Oh, well, I was actually at Genesis Live for both tapings they did. It was fun. I posted a video earlier on the Facebook page of Kurt Angle doing the moonsault and everything. I'm curious as to who the investor is. You know, TNA is slowly working me back. Not sold on Magnus yet or anything like that, but, you know, these things take time. But, yeah, like I said, as far as what I'm looking forward to in the next couple of weeks, it's WrestleMania season. It's always, you know, they always pick it up around this time of year, see what happens with Daniel Bryan and his fight against the Authority, and, you know, let's see who else Brock fucks up, and, yeah. See Undertaker come back. I'm ready for it all.
Yeah, man, I appreciate your, I had no idea you actually went to the show, but I'm sure, I've been to a couple of teammate shows, they're not too bad live in the Impact Zone, but, you know, of course, it's always better when they're on the road, at least from a TV standpoint. So we appreciate you coming on to the show. Seth, final thoughts tonight of, you know, our show, you know, where TNA's direction is going and wrestling in general.
I'm also reading the SmackDown spoilers now, which have got me interested, and it is very, very interesting. So I agree that everyone should check that out on Friday night if that's their thing to do. I don't have anything to say about TNA because I haven't watched it in months. But the direction of wrestling, you know, is questionable. I think they have a lot of good coming with the network. And I'm curious to see where the storyline directions go. But, you know, I'm excited and going to continue to watch.
Hey, Seth, it's always a pleasure talking to you, man. Are we going to the PWS show? Are you going to be there?
It's possible. My fiance's birthday is the day before, so I have to see what the plans are first. It's going to be a last-minute decision.
Come on. She can live without you another day. In fact, I think the Valentine's Day gift that she deserves is a PWS front row ticket.
Those are probably sold out, but... I'm hoping to be able to go. So we will see.
Yeah, thanks, Seth, for coming on to the show. Yes, I actually did read the spoilers for the final two members of the Chamber. Definitely something that you would never expect. So I think that SmackDown is a show to watch. I watched SmackDown last week. It actually was pretty good. I think SmackDown is a show that we should be watching and enjoying. So I appreciate all the callers coming in. Remember, ProWrestlingPowerhouse.com. Check us out. That is our main source of the income. But we also have the great articles that we have every single day. They are updating. Make sure you go to our Facebook page, Facebook.com/ProWrestlingPowerhouse. Check us out there. Check us out on the Twitter at PWP Powerhouse. And, yes, I did tweet out tonight. I didn't call it the WWE Performance Center. I called it the Wellness Center. So that was my bad, but it's pretty damn funny. People will love it on the Twitter. So I want to appreciate everyone for calling out. Go to our Amazon store. Go to ProWrestlingPowerhouse.com/Pro. I don't know. It's Pro Tees. I believe that's what it is. But if not, just go to the store section on ProWrestlingPowerhouse.com. Check out the new PWP Radio T-shirt. Support us. We are poor, damn it. No, I'm just joking. But just go and enjoy some of the great Pro Wrestling Powerhouse merchandise that we have. I got a T-shirt. Going to buy the PWP Radio T-shirt. Keep supporting the show. And I love pro wrestling. Let's keep it going. We're going to end tonight with our sponsor. So thank you for joining us. We will be back here live next week, 9 p.m. Check out the other shows that we do have on our Pro Wrestling Powerhouse network here at Blog Talk Radio. And very importantly, add us on iTunes. You can get every single episode that we've ever done since 2011 from SummerSlam on up. And we have some great interviews that we've done since then. And if you don't want to listen to the whole show, you can go to YouTube and check out some of the great interviews that we have had over the past 2 years or so. So thank you guys for joining us. And make sure you get some damn audiobooks. And here is our Audible.com.
Tonight's episode of Pro Wrestling Powerhouse Radio is brought to you by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio information and entertainment. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Sign up today for a free audiobook and a free, absolutely positively free, 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/PWP Radio. Remember to include that /PWP Radio so they know we sent you. Once again, audibletrial.com/PWP Radio. Everybody who signs up helps support the show. Thank you very much and enjoy Pro Wrestling Powerhouse Radio.